Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. The wheat market a little weaker today. This could have something to do with the U.S. winter wheat crop rating continuing to look good. Here's Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic.
The U.S. winter wheat crop is rated 62% good to excellent. This was the first national crop rating of the year from USDA that was compared with 60% last year. So that's a good overall rating. We don't have any major drought anywhere, really. There's some dry areas in the far western plains. But outside of that, the winter wheat crop in fairly decent shape here. Wheat futures lower. Maybe that good crop rating has something to do with it. But the market overall, I mean, we're still well above the lows that we saw just in mid-March, and we're off the highs. But the market's not acted terribly. We've seen a correction here as of late.
Chicago May wheat futures closed down yesterday 6.5 cents to 549.25. May corn closed up 3.5 cents to 331.5. Portland prices unchanged for soft white wheat of ordinary protein at 605 to 610. Also unchanged on the club wheat 605 to 785. Dark northern spring wheat down 2.25 cents, ranging from 659.5 to 694.5 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up the limit $4.50 on the June board to $84.80. Feeder cattle for May also up limit to 113.80. Class 3 milk with a positive day as well, up 75 cents to $12.58.
With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Market Line Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.